Massachusetts real estate market continued its prolonged rally into October, recording 5,127 single-family home sales last month. The mark represented a 16.3% increase over October 2014, when there were 4,407 single-family homes, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hello, I'm Ian Murphy, and I'm here with Tim Warren Jr., the CEO of the Warren Group. Tim, thank you for joining me.
Hi, Ian. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you. So we're facing our fifth straight month of double-digit year-over-year increases, which in of itself is a great sign for the market, a great sign. But all summer long, we've been reporting months that were the best sales month for this particular month since 2005, and actually in October, it was the best one since 2004. But as we were digging into the data, we noticed something very interesting, didn't we, Tim?
Yeah.
The last 5 months, June through October, have represented fully two-thirds, and actually 67%, of all sales in 2015. So that may not sound like a big deal. We all know that the spring and summer are the best years for the real estate market. But what makes that interesting is that difference has never been anywhere near as drastic as it has before. Dating back to 1987, when the Warren Group adopted our current method for compiling real estate sales data, the proportion of sales from June through October has never been above 53%, and it averages right at 50%. So the exact same trend holds for condo sales. This last 5 months, there have been has been 65% of the total sales, when the normal is around 50%, at least for the last 27 years. So we all remember how rough last January and February were and the effect that 9 feet of snow had on the market. But we're well past that, and the market is humming right along at a truly historic pace. Tim, what do you make of all this?
Well, that's a good analysis, Ian. I think anyone would agree that Massachusetts has had an unprecedented spurt of growth in sales volume over the past 5 months, June through October. As for the reasons why the market is booming, I think we need to consider several factors. First of all, the weather. We all know that the last winter was miserable, and after digging out of the storm after storm after storm, none of us had much time or energy to shop, not for groceries, and certainly not for a new home. At the time, there was speculation whether the weather would spoil the spring market altogether or simply delay its onset. We had a Banker and Tradesman reporter look into this last spring, and she compared the history of years with big snowfalls and found that in each of those years, the spring market was delayed, but that by year end, the sales volume had caught up with historical trends. So we predicted that 2015 would not suffer greatly from the abundance of snow. However, we didn't predict a rally as strong as what we're seeing now. The second factor to consider as an explanation for the local boom is pent-up demand. This has been one of our favorite themes for a couple of years now. The slump in real estate in Massachusetts lasted 7 long years, and we contended that many people who would have bought and sold over those years were simply frozen in place. Some owned homes that were underwater, and some were too worried about the economy and jobs to even consider shopping for a home. And homeowners didn't want to sell anything that didn't bring them a peak price. Now the economy in Massachusetts has picked up, unemployment is down, and most people have more confidence in their financial future. Optimistic and confident people are willing to buy and sell homes, and we now see that the real estate market is taking off. Now finally, the third factor in fueling the boom is pricing, in my opinion. There has been a lot of publicity and talk about bidding wars and home selling above asking price in the most popular and desirable communities. But if we look statewide, the median price for a single family home has increased only 2.1% this year, and only 2.5% last year. The median price statewide is still well below the peak that we saw in 2005. So 10 years have gone by and prices have actually fallen. People realize that these bargains won't last, and they also realize that interest rates will rise. So the economic equation is fueling the sales gains we are seeing recently.
So October sales growth also had a somewhat interesting regional component to it. There were six counties that all had double-digit growth in single-family homes this year compared to their sales in October of 2014. Those were Bristol, Essex, Plymouth, Norfolk, Hampden, and Worcester County, and combined they had 27% year-over-year growth. Bristol alone had an astounding 58.7% year-over-year growth. The other eight counties, Dukes, Hampshire, Middlesex, Berkshire, Nantucket, Suffolk, and Barnstable, and Franklin, combined to just have 1% growth year-over-year. The six counties with the double-digit growth, which were all 20% and above, contain 19 of the state's 26 gateway cities, which are defined by the state as those with a population greater than 35,000 but less than 250,000, and have a median household income and a rate of educational attainment of bachelor's degree below the state average. What is it about these gateway cities that make them so attractive in this late market?
Yes, it's true. The geographic distribution of the big gains in sales volume is an interesting story. A great deal of attention has been paid to the story of popular and well-to-do communities close to Boston seeing a feeding frenzy in real estate. There have been crowded open houses, auction bidding, and homes selling well above asking price. But the untold story is what has been going on outside of Greater Boston, especially in the gateway cities that you speak of. We had a look at this, and here is what we found. First, we looked at the state's largest and most prosperous county, Middlesex County. Sales in Middlesex so far this year are up 5%, compared with 11% statewide. For October in Middlesex, they were up 3%, but they're up 16% statewide. Now let's look at our second largest city, Worcester. Sales are up 20% in October and 23% for the year to date. Next in size is Springfield. Sales are up 31% in October and 22% for the year. Haverhill, Lawrence, Brockton are showing dramatic increases in sales also, better than the state averages. And take a look at Fitchburg and Leominster. They are up 40% and 48% respectively. So the real story in the booming real estate market is the popularity of the gateway cities. Why do we see such big gains? Well, first of all, their sales numbers were severely depressed through the long recession. So as sales pick up, the percentage gains are impressive. But the other part of the story is affordability. These communities have low-priced single-family homes. The median price in Middlesex County is $460,000. Fitchburg, Springfield, and Worcester all have medians well below $200,000. And consider this. At the end of 2014, the median price of a single-family home in Cambridge was 80% higher than its pre-recession peak. In Fitchburg, the 2014 median was 32% below its peak price in 2005. Worcester was 26% below its peak. Leominster, 22% below its peak. Lawrence, 24% below its peak. My point here is that the gateway communities are not simply affordable. They are in a great position to grow in value. So it could be that the smart buyers are investing in homes that are poised to increase in value at a rapid rate.
Great, Tim. Thank you very much. And thank you all for joining us. If you would like more information how the Warren Group's real estate data can help you in your business, please visit the Warren Group website at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you all next month.